WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
Any man who falls behind is left behind.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A craftsman is always pleased to hear his work is appreciated.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
I'm not entirely sure that I've had enough rum to allow that kind of thing.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Fine gentleman, don't you think?
The Omega.
Don't dare impugn me on that boy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
So this is your able-bodied crew.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
No one. There's no one.
Distant cousin of my aunt's nephew, twice removed. Lovely singing voice, though. Unique.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm told it's the latest fashion in London.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
This is Lance Storm, and if I could be serious for a minute.
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history. And you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
You're supposed to be dead!
We're talking wrestling on a Sunday night, which means it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen. I'm Sir Rockin', not the Omega, but Keishi Matsunaga is here.
I sure am, and the ice cream truck already went by my house, so we don't have to talk about that this time.
Sweet. And also, Tim Stein.
This is where I'm supposed to talk, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is me talking. Hi, everybody. How are you all tonight? Are you very good? I hope so. Do I have to keep talking?
No, I'll take it from here. We're here to talk SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer.
Well, before you do that...
What?
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the SummerSlam review edition of WTR Sunday Night. Thanks to everybody in the chat room joining us live. I say we got a good contingent of people in the chat room, and I know that we have a bunch of others listening to the live stream who aren't in the chat room. If you've got your druthers, head over to wildtalkradio.com, click on chat. It'll direct you immediately to WTR Live Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live. You can join us in the chat room that way. It would be really nice to interact with you as well as everybody else that we do.
Since I'm paying attention tonight, you can tweet at Wild Talk Radio if you have the Twitters.
There you go.
So we're here to talk SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer. As I told Tim as we watched this show, it felt good to have WWE back to being WWE.
It has not felt like this since before Mania. It really has not. It's a good feeling.
It's a very good feeling. The Thunderdome works.
I like the setup, the video monitors with the fans, actually getting to see people reacting. Of course we've got audio piped in, but it just adds to the, ambiance with the fact that you can see people in the virtual audience.
Yeah, it's like, Keishi, we've been watching for months. It's been dark in the PC, and now it's bright and light and everything.
Yeah, there's a small part of me that, like, I feel a little creeped out seeing faces that close. but I feel like as long as I just force myself to keep staring at them, I'll get used to it.
It's getting better. Like, they toned it down. I don't know if they even toned it down. Because on SmackDown, the building was a little darker. The show was lighter, so it didn't really, you weren't like seeing the faces as much as you were on Friday, because there were some pictures you saw like, oh, those are really close up shots. Here it's like, all right, it's blending in more, especially in the wide shots. They blend in well.
And obviously everything's going to take a little bit of tweaking because it's a brand new thing. So like I say, it's long when I keep watching, they'll adjust things and get it right, I'm sure.
And that's the good thing about it. But it feels like WWE wrestling again. It doesn't feel like the studio show that it's been for 6 months.
Yeah, it does. And, I never saw that coming.
I know there have been people talking about doing that concept. They're like, oh, just put a whole bunch of screens and have people like spot in. And they've been saying it over and over and over again. So finally it's nice to see that someone heard them somehow and made it work.
They took what basketball's been doing and WWEized it. They took it up tenfold with it making look like their seats all the way throughout.
You know, I just hear them say, you know, anything they can do, we can do better.
So that helped make the biggest part of the summer actually feel like a WWE pay-per-view since what, Chamber was the last one, maybe? I think that was the last
pay-per-view before WrestleMania, yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So the Chamber.
Yeah, so it's like, finally felt like WWE, and it kicked off on the kickoff show with MVP challenging Apollo Crews for the United States title. But before we get into that, the kickoff show was the last appearance of Renee Young.
Okay, I missed the kickoff show because I was training up-and-coming wrestlers.
That's fine, but she's officially leaving WWE tonight. Was her final assignment with the company. She'll be missed.
Yep.
Right, Tim?
Yeah, we had a chat about this past week and trying to figure out what's next for Renee, of course. Before she made it big internationally, thanks to the WWE, she was absolutely huge in Canada on all the different Sportsnet channels up here as Renee Paquette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So. She did a great job not just covering wrestling, but basically all sports. So, you know, I'm sure the sporting world is her oyster.
Pardon my French, but she knows her shit when it comes to sports.
She does.
And also cooking.
She's doing a cookbook.
Yep.
And I are now rivals.
It's not from the Man Kitchen, which you can probably eventually sometimes win copies of on Man Kitchen TV Twitter.
Yeah.
There you go.
At Man Kitchen TV.
Yeah. I was trying to remember if that was the handle or not.
It's been a while. Yes, I know.
It's
been
a while.
But I have revived it, and we are moving forward with a few other things. You're going to want to stay tuned. If you're not following at Man Kitchen TV, you like good food that's easy to make and makes you look like you're an awesome chef, you're going to want to pay attention. So, start following, goddammit.
And one day he'll put together a Spotify playlist, so he'll be right up there with Renee. But anyway, getting back into the show, it was U.S. title, it was Apollo Crews, it was MVP. Tim, thoughts, opinions, anything?
Well, it was your typical freak show match. It was the pre-crowd warmer, crowd warmer, if you will. Good match. Of course, Lashley and Shelton Benjamin barred from ringside thanks to a win earlier. Like last Monday.
It was on Monday.
By Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Over Shelton.
The match is solid. I mean.
That's gonna be your catchword for tonight, isn't it?
No, cause it's the nicest way to put a thing on an MVP match. It was solid. It's not great. It's not good. It's solid. It passes for decent at this stage of the game.
It was perfectly fine. I don't expect a 5-star match coming out of MVP, especially nowadays. The guy's got a bigger gut than I do anymore, which is not really saying a hell of a lot. I mean, I am getting a bit of a gut, but it's not that big. Is it, Casey?
I mean, I don't know.
Let's move on.
Catch you staring at my gut, I'd wonder about you. But, really quickly, Numis Ash in the chat room. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'll follow you back after the show.
There you go. Apollo Crews retained the title.
And I never saw that coming.
Then the Hurt Business showed up and he, well, bailed.
Ducked out successfully.
Yeah.
So I guess they're using the new belt exclusively now because that's the only one that I saw tonight.
Yeah, that's been the gimmick for about 3 weeks now. When he beat MVP for MVP's US title, he gave his son the old belt. That was the way to get it off TV and now he's carrying around the one MVP pay for. That's how they're working that one.
That's how they're working that one. Definitely. Yeah.
So based on a match that happened on SmackDown, the Beat the Clock Challenge, we open up SummerSlam with Bayley defending against Asuka.
Yeah, up until Friday, I expected the matches to go the other way around.
But here we are. Bayley and Asuka open up, and I don't think you could have a bad match between the two.
No. And I mean, that's probably why you probably could if you blindfolded them and tied their hands behind their backs. But
there are ways, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, these two had a great match. Bayley and Sasha on the outside doing, all of the heel chat and stuff. Just like they've been doing solidly, solidly for however long they have. It was a good match and, a little bit of foreshadowing for later if you caught it. I want to talk about it, but we'll save it for later.
Okay, we'll save it for later. Bayley and Sasha have taken to this the no crowd environment for the last 6 months and just made it their own.
I would say they've done the best out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. They've been the MVPs. They've been working every show possible.
Yeah.
And they've carried it.
Yeah.
And Asuka too. Asuka's worked really well. She's been really good in these shows, and now that these girls could get in front of an actual crowd, even if it's virtual, made the match that much better, Tim.
It did. Again, we're going right back to it. The virtual fans in the Thunderdome.
The virtual WWE audience.
Yeah, the virtual universe. Audience.
The universe. Virtual WWE universe.
The thing about it is, they don't, like when the fans were actually going to the events live, the camera would every now and then pan through the audience and zoom in on a couple of different faces for reactions. You don't need to do that because they're 60 feet across in some cases. So
I do like, going back to the
60 inches across rather.
I do like with the crowd, they even kept it to like it would be at ringside where they have, you can only see the foreheads of the people in the front row.
Yep.
It's a nice touch.
It's really good. But, as interesting as I have found, all the shows at the Performance Center with no crowd or with the NXT guys coming up, behind the plexiglass, different dynamic, really. For me and probably for Casey as well, because we're both working in the business. My focus as a booker promoter is to pay attention to what they're doing to see if they are and this is the nitpicky part of me. Are they missing a spot or are they selling something they shouldn't sell? Stuff like that. Can you hear them talking to each other in the ring? Mostly a no-no unless it's trash talk. They learn real quick how to communicate very quietly. Mm-hmm. With no crowds making noise.
Yep. Well, and it'll be nice for all of the trainees to not have to stand there for hours and hours at a time and pretend like they have energy.
Yeah, they only have to do it on Wednesdays now. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for NXT. But I'm just wondering if they've been told ahead of time who they're supposed to ultra cheer for or ultra boo for.
They were
because they're working for the company or are they just going out there to be fans?
The NXT people were told to play it up for certain things.
That's what I thought.
But that was also said of the live audience tonight. They were told to play it up some too. Anyway, Asuka went for the hip attack. Sasha took it instead and allowed Bayley to cradle up and get the victory.
Asuka took one for the team.
Sasha took
one for the team.
Sasha.
I'm reading my notes and like first name I see is Asuka.
So Sasha's definitely the team player.
She's definitely the team player of the two so far. Save that whole time.
Keep
later.
That in mind when we get to the other match because mm-hmm. that'll wind up being very important.
Spoiler alert.
Kevin Owens comes out surprisingly. Was like, oh, it's Kevin Owens. He brought his tie this time for commentary as the Street Profits.
He was wearing a Street Profits shirt, right?
Yes, he was. Because he screamed out in the match as the Street Profits took on Andrade and Angel Garza. He goes, Dawkins, I'm wearing your shirt.
I missed that part.
Yeah, when he was...
He said it more than once.
Mm-hmm. Oh. When Dawkins got it in action, he's like, Dawkins, I'm wearing your shirt. It's like, okay. This was basically a beatdown on Montez Ford for 90% of this matchup until Dawkins got the hot tag.
Yeah, what was the thinking behind keeping Montez in there so damn long?
Because he makes a good baby face in peril, and Dawkins is the weaker of the two in terms of wrestling skill.
There it is. Dawkins is the weaker of the two. He's coming along. He's improved by leaps and bounds, but he still has a little ways to go. However, being said, I am currently a Street Profits fan. So
he's a great tag team wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah. Should mention the Street Profits entrance had all the solo cups in the world falling from the sky.
I feel bad for the guys who had to clean that up.
Yeah. So, overall thoughts on this match, Casey?
I mean, I don't know. It was a tag match. It was a good length. I mean, I didn't feel like it dragged on like sometimes matches do during pay-per-views. I don't know. I think, yeah, it was solid action. Nothing really stood out to me personally. It was just a really good tag team match.
So they went about 8 minutes, so that's why I didn't feel like it dragged.
Yeah.
So Angel Garza is now 0-2 in the big four pay-per-views fighting the Street Profits for the tag titles, because back at WrestleMania, him and Austin Theory lost to the Street Profits, who, when it was originally supposed to be Andrade and Angel, but then Andrade had some issues.
Yes.
And wasn't able to work WrestleMania.
That's a kind way of putting it.
Would you say this was the, like, the retry of the WrestleMania match?
Possibly. Because I didn't remember until I was watching the WWE 24 special that is airing now on the network, because it was on demand earlier. It's like, oh, right, they did fight at WrestleMania. Like, oh, yeah, that did actually happen. If you want to see a good special on behind the scenes of the making of this year's WrestleMania, do go out and watch the WWE 24 special, because it's a lot of the behind the scenes of how they put the show together and talking all about the COVID and stuff like that.
That was actually on immediately following the pay-per-view tonight. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes of really interesting documentary.
It's about an hour long. It's an hour long.
Yeah, they showed 30 minutes of it.
Okay.
Oh, just to fill the time till the next thing started?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's still airing, so I think it's going actually an hour. But anyway, that's besides the point. Street Profits are still your tag team champions.
Yeah, good match.
No, Ash. No, he was not. He just had stuff going on. Anyway.
No, he wasn't me too. He was, he had too much wellness.
Yeah.
Too much wellness?
Yeah, he was a wellness.
He had so much wellness that he, was in violation.
He was overwhelmed.
He was overwhelmed.
Could be confused with the tag team from the past of Well Done. Yeah, went there. Also learned from Kevin Owens, he's bringing back the Kevin Owens show this Monday night on Monday Night Raw.
Yay!
With Aleister Black returning.
Hopefully with two eyes.
Hopefully.
He had two eyes when I saw him on TV tonight, earlier.
Aleister wasn't on TV tonight.
Hmm?
Aleister wasn't
on TV, was he?
No, he wasn't. Talk about Aleister, Tim.
I know.
Anyway.
It was recorded, it wasn't live.
Okay. Kaylee,
Did you guys miss his appearance?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Anyway, Kaylee interviewed Sasha and Bayley backstage in a backstage ring. I thought that was cool. It's a nice little setup to have. And Bayley brought out her broom. Cause tonight's gonna be a clean sweep of Asuka.
Sure.
Yeah. So originally, it was hair versus hair.
Yep.
Then, stuff happened. And it turned into a no disqualification, loser leaves WWE match, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Are we not going to bother talking about the stuff that happened?
You can if you want.
Well, you know, some guy like tried breaking into her house with a gun.
To kidnap her
and make sure she missed SummerSlam.
Yeah, because apparently he was a fan of Sonya Deville.
And Sonya escaped alongside Mandy Rose because Mandy was in the house too.
Yep.
So that made things a little awkward for the two of them.
Which is going to be interesting to see where this goes now that, with the outcome of the match.
So is that the reason why they changed the stipulation or something else?
I think that's why they changed the stipulation because she's going to, all right, Sonya lost. just gonna put that out there. So she's not going into court cases, I guess, with, you know, a shaved head?
Yes.
I think that would be one of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
that would sort of, you know, hey, oh, you had long hair last week. What happened? Oh, it was a wrestling thing.
It was a what thing?
A wrestling thing.
A lot of people, especially those people who do legal shit, don't really get the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, so it's like,
She's like, what the hell was that?
So, Tim, thoughts on this match?
Yeah, what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm taking away from the girls. I'm not taking away from the girls. But of all the matches on the card tonight, if there was one you had to pick that was the weakest match, this would have been it. It was good for what these two bring to the ring. It was a good match. Really, it was. I just find the two of them to be a little bit slow and a little bit overly methodical. If you understand what I'm talking about, right? And, the match wasn't all that long, but it felt longer than it was just because of the pacing, between the two girls.
It had some weird pacing, Tim. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it did.
But also, this is the first time they've probably had a match that's gone 10 minutes.
This is probably the first time they've had a match that's gone longer than 5. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, Especially
okay,
right,
so
especially,
how do we do this? We're going for another 5 minutes. I don't know. Come at me, but watch.
Especially right now. Especially right now.
Come at me, bro.
Since they don't have house shows to work with, where they, you know, can't really, you know, get in the ring every day and work. It's like, oh, 10 minutes? When we've barely had any TV matches leading up to this? Oh, okay.
I thought they had pretty good intensity, though.
No, it worked well.
Yeah. Well, they told the story that they were supposed to tell.
Yeah, yeah, they did. They definitely did a good job, paying off the story, I guess you could say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything else you said, Tim, definitely tracks.
Okay. One bad thing that happened in this match. And the camera crew did not do her any justice. And welcome to Botchamania, Mandy Rose. Mandy and her table. She struggled lifting the table.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That said, she turned around and actually had a creative spot that I don't think I've ever seen in a long time where she was sliding the chairs at Sonya off the table. That was a cool spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen that, if ever. Maybe it's been a long time, but it's like sliding the chairs at your opponent using the table like that. That was clever. But it had the intensity of the feud that it needed, and they worked hard. I told Tim it reminded me of like early day Trish Stratus when she was trying to break out as a performer, where it's like you can see a lot of things wrong with it, but the intensity was there. At least that's my take on the match.
Yeah, no, that's an absolutely fair assessment. And when you and I were talking about it on Skype, I realized after I said my piece to you, I buggered off into the kitchen because I was making dinner. Came back and you know you say you had your rebuttal, and that's when I went, oh shit, maybe I came across wrong.
No, it was just I was getting another point out. So
yeah. So there's that one. Now what I said, this is going to wind up being interesting. She's left WWE. How does she come back? Because she hasn't left WWE, like for real.
I talked about this Friday. Yeah, Friday.
You did your SmackDown special.
We did the SmackDown special when they changed the stip.
Yeah.
Did so many shows this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, now tonight. I thought maybe like Lucha leaves WWE. It's like, maybe she can return down in NXT. And that wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Also, Mandy's very white.
Oh, that's racist.
No, it's not racist. It's she couldn't do the worm or the caterpillar.
Oh.
She's very white. She just couldn't do it. She tried.
Just the fact that she's white doesn't mean isn't the reason why she couldn't do the caterpillar or the worm, whatever you want to call it. It's just chick's got no rhythm. I know white people with rhythm. Look at Otis. He can do it. He's white. So watch it, okay?
Did I offend your whiteness, Tim?
You offend my whiteness. Okay, before you guys start blasting me on Twitter and hashtag cancel Tim Stein, understand satire, okay?
All right, let's get into the match 15 years in the making. Dominic Mysterio steps in the ring for the very first time.
For real.
For real. With his uncle, Ray? I mean his father, Ray?
His uncle dad.
His uncle dad?
Yeah.
With his mother watching backstage. It's good to see they brought him to his first day of school. He even had a backpack. As he took on Seth Rollins, Dominic made sure, told Ray before the match, since it's a street fight and, you know, it would make no sense for him to not interfere. Just don't interfere. I have to stand up on my own 2 feet. I have to do this all by myself. So,
yeah,
this was pretty good.
I thought he did a good job considering this is his first WWE match.
I was just about to say, when you take in consideration this is his, like, real debut on the center stage, he did very well. And going back and forth on Twitter with the guy who calls himself Mike Macaroni, involved in indie professional wrestling down in the States, he and I both agreed that Seth did an amazing job getting Dominic over.
And you could tell where Dominic's been in the ring training for a while.
Yep.
He looked smooth in the ring. There were a couple times where he rolled outside and, you know, probably could have reacted a little quicker getting back in the ring. But beyond that, for what they had him do and for all the punishment he took,
no,
he looked very smooth in the ring.
Yeah.
He did. Pulling off some of his father's celebrated lucha moves.
He did that. He pulled out the 619. He pulled out some nice arm drags. One spot where this wasn't on what him doing the move, but him being in the right position. When Seth Rollins did the superplex into the
Falcon Arrow,
Dominic made sure to get his feet on the ring post to launch himself. Like,
nice.
That was like being in the right position at the right time. It's like, yeah, okay, he's on it.
Yeah, you can tell he put a lot of work into getting ready for this.
Well, yeah, he was very solid fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very sound. Like going into watching you or Frank or the other guys with the trainees, and then watching Dominic is like, okay, he's a recent graduate of the advanced class, and he's obviously been grounded in making sure he's in the right place at the right time, doing the right things.
And I mean, you'll get that when your father's Rey Mysterio and a lot of his stuff is based on like making sure that either he or his opponent are in the right spots for everything to work.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure Dominic was up here in Calgary doing some training with Lance Storm too. So not recently, but
yeah, at some point. Yeah. Or even
a couple years ago he was. Yeah.
Or even.
Yeah.
When...
So I mean, it's not like Dominic hasn't been training for this probably longer than we all know he has been.
And Lance was on the road for a while before being released.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Couple things. One, Seth Rollins came in as a troll wearing the Halloween Havoc gear from 1997.
That was great.
And there was a call out in the match as he's taunting Ray. He goes, "Are you sure this is your son, not Uncle Eddie's?"
That's good.
That was a good call out. Been waiting for them to mention that. But there was a lot of, Ray, are you going to get involved? Ray, come on, Ray. Come on, Ray. Do the thing, Ray. And then they handcuffed Ray. Come on, Ray. You going to do the thing? And then Ray's wife came out, and Seth looked like he was going to go after her. Dominic made sure that didn't happen. And in the end, with Ray trying to crawl for his son, Rollins hit the stomp and got the win.
Yep.
He took a beating. He gave a beating because Seth Rollins' back was busted up too. All in all, a great performance by Dominic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I'm looking forward to seeing him work some more in the ring.
Agreed.
Based on tonight's performance.
Oh, for sure.
And based on everything, and since there's a pay-per-view next Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I expect Dominic and Ray to take on Seth Rollins and Murphy. Just call it a hunt.
Just call it a tag match. Yeah.
Just call it a tag match because that would make the most sense. Because the Mysterios would be looking for
payback.
Yeah.
And just to address Lamont's 8871 in the chat room. No, Dominic is not going to turn on his old man just because of Ray wanting to interfere.
No, if Dominic was going to turn, it should have been months ago.
Yeah, and turn months ago and then come out with a t-shirt that says "You're not my poppy."
Yeah, that would have been the best.
Yeah, but they missed that boat.
Yeah. They
kept... I was hoping for that boat so bad.
a lot of people were.
Yeah.
All right. So earlier on in the night, we foreshadow talking about a match. So let's talk about it. Raw women's title. It's on the line. Sasha with Bayley defends against Asuka. So Keishi, thoughts?
I mean, you put Sasha and Asuka in a wrestling ring, especially right now, and you know that the match is going to be good without even having to watch it. The real kicker, the biggest part of this match, in my opinion, was the ending. As Sasha was the team player and took one for the team to give Bayley the win, Bayley did not do her part to help out Sasha, costing her the title but maintaining Sasha's streak. Yay!
Yeah, Bayley avoided the hip attack in this one. Though it did lead to a pinfall, but not the type of pinfall, like, not the way it had worked for Bayley earlier in the evening. One thing I'll say about this matchup, both girls went at it, and their exchanges in and out of submissions was great.
Yeah, like I said, you know, like, you know that this was going to be a good match even before it happened, and they did not disappoint.
All the transitions between the Asuka lock and the bank statement near the end, it was seamless, fluid, and it all worked, and you were on the edge of your seat going, okay, is she going to tap out here? Is she going to tap out there? They played this up well.
One thing about Asuka, I mean, if you didn't know, she came from Japan and was Japanese.
What?
What?
No way.
No. If you didn't know that, you watching her wrestle, you could tell, you'd be able to tell that she was trained in Japanese strong style. That woman can take one hard ass bump, or three, or five, or all of them.
That powerbomb spot on the outside. Oof. Oof.
That looked nasty.
But she got right up, so I was like, okay.
Well, not right up, but she did get up.
But she got up, selling, but you got my point. She didn't look, it didn't affect her.
Yeah.
It looked more intense than it actually was, so good on her. So yeah, Asuka's the champ for Monday Night Raw.
Streak intact.
Shayna Baszler's lurking.
Tension set.
As Sasha and Bayley defend the tag team titles next week at Payback, because that's the only match they could promote all night, that they're defending the titles next week.
That's it. They couldn't talk about anything else until after this pay-per-view was finished with.
They couldn't even tell us who the opponents were. They're just defending next week.
They probably won't know until tomorrow.
Probably.
Most likely.
All right. WWE title. Randy Orton. Drew McIntyre. Randy Orton came here and worked.
This is the most I've seen Randy work in a wrestling match in 10 years. I swear to God.
I was just about to say 10 years. Yeah.
Seriously, it was like 2010 the last time he moved that much.
It's like the Thunderdome reinvigorated Randy Orton.
You'd almost think so. Or some of those shots that Drew took hit a little too close to home. Maybe. I'm talking the verbal shots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
People cleaning up your crap. Literally cleaning up your crap.
Don't do that voice ever again.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't me doing Drew. That was just me doing a bad Scottish accent. Yeah, anyway.
Don't do it again.
It's all right, lady. Don't worry about it. I can do it better.
That's even worse. Oh, God.
That's even better. No, don't even talk about it.
It's awful. Just awful.
Hey, Tim, next time you see Frank, you should do that for him and see what he thinks of it.
Are you kidding? The last time I saw Frank, I started imitating him perfectly, and he's like, what are you doing? So I called him a Welshman. Guess how well that went over.
Oh, that's mean.
I said, thanks, Mr. Roberts. Yeah, I said, mean. Oh, no. The whole thing. Just so you know, the guy that we're talking about, his real name is Frank Cullen, used to work on the circuit under the name Robbie Stewart. I said I'm up with an IPTV box, and we were talking and finished off our conversation. I said, well, thank you, Mr. Stewart. You're a wonderful Welshman.
So instead of saying, hey, don't do the accent anymore, he did two
I
more
minutes. I do it twice as hard.
He did two more minutes.
That should teach you a
lesson.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that we should all know better. We should all know better.
So back to the match.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the match.
It was really good.
I enjoyed it.
And the finish, we never saw coming.
Because it was not full of stuff. It was clean.
No Claymore kick.
They missed all their finishes, but they McIntyre hit a backslide for the
three. But I mean, it was executed quickly. So like it made it a believable three count that was caught off guard as opposed to like a slow drawn out one that.
Yeah. What helped the
like run? It was crisp, mm-hmm. not sloppy. So like it makes for a believable pin, especially after, you know, both guys have missed everything that they had in their arsenal.
It's the backslide out of nowhere taking on the RKO out of nowhere.
What worked is the ref was in the right position. He wasn't slow to get to the count.
Yeah.
But it also now, that leaves the door open for a rematch since it was on a backslide.
For sure.
So I would assume.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a rematch next week.
Yeah.
But very, like,
just saying.
Yep. As far as the match is concerned, it was, they put together a great match, told a great story.
Yep.
So yeah. You know, Drew McIntyre still champ. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre still champ. As much as I've moved on from Randy Orton, and anybody who's a wrestling fan understands what that means, I was actually thoroughly entertained by a Randy Orton match tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, every once in a while, he kind of reminds you, you know, why he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Why he's been there for 18 years.
Well, you know, straight out of the horse's mouth, Randy himself has said that he's been successful by learning how to do as little as possible in the ring.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's how you get longevity, right?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the ways, yeah.
It was announced via video package that the former NXT champion Keith Lee debuts on Raw tomorrow night.
And you called that on Thursday.
I did when previewing the match.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why you should listen to Rack Thursday night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. I know things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can check out the review of NXT TakeOver now available at RackRadioShow.com. Main event time.
The Universal title match. The Fiend takes on Braun Strowman, who's defending, and Braun is not the same since the Swamp match.
So what he just said was it's Braun Strowman versus the Fiend and Bray Wyatt for the WWE Universal Championship. False count anywhere. A stipulation they added after Bray Wyatt got thrown off of the outside of the building, and then I would say not handled the best way onto a stretcher, just sort of thrown onto a stretcher and into an ambulance, and the Fiend showed up on SmackDown.
Yeah.
This was better than I thought it was going to be, especially with the falls coming anywhere step.
I also like the consistent use of the toolbox against the Fiend.
Yeah.
It's like his sledgehammer, but always against him.
Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised Alexa Bliss did not play a factor in this finish, but based on what happened afterwards, not as surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all makes sense afterwards, mm-hmm. after the fact.
But you were kind of waiting for her, because especially she was all over the video package, so I was like, oh, okay.
No. Yeah, it seemed kind of weird that they used her so much leading up to it, and then there was no...
Follow-up.
Yeah, exactly.
So the finish was a little awkward, and I put a lot of the blame on, one, the idea, and two, Braun's cutting ability.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any.
Because the idea was... He caught up the mat, so it's just exposing the boards. But he didn't cut up enough of the ring for the boards to be exposed. No. And Bray had to awkwardly hit Sister Abigail over and over again to make sure he landed on the boards with little space for two big-ass men.
Yep.
Made it weird.
You should have given him, like, two or three more. Just be like, see? See?
Yeah. But they had a nice brawl. There was some blood. There was also blood in the WWE timelines as well.
Yep.
They went backstage. They fought in the red lighting in Gorilla. Apparently no one was in Gorilla, so they all escaped. So that was good.
Almost like they knew that they were coming back there.
Yeah.
Okay, here they come, everybody.
Scatter. Run. Run. But Bray Wyatt, after, I guess, two or three Sister Abigails on the boards.
I lost count at 50.
Pinned Braun Strowman to win back the Universal Championship.
Yeah.
And that was the show. Over. Show's over. Done. See ya.
No, wait a minute. You never saw it coming.
Donna. He's back.
You tell me you never do accents. Don't ever try to like
do
noises that resemble a song.
Donna. Roman Reigns is back, y'all. He speared the Fiend. Took care of Strowman.
Nice guess, Rock.
Mm-hmm. I theorized on Thursday that it's like, we're in an environment where it's safer. You can spread people out. They kind of need him. Ratings.
Yep.
Time to come back to work, Roman.
And this will definitely give Raw a SmackDown boost tomorrow night for sure.
SmackDown.
Or SmackDown on Friday, rather.
Yeah, he's a SmackDown talent.
I keep forgetting. So, he's a SmackDown.
He's a SmackDown talent. He's a SmackDown personality. This was a SmackDown title match. So Roman Reigns just yelling at The Fiend, saying he's just a creepy dude in a mask. Doesn't scare anyone.
Yep.
And he has a brand new shirt. Wreck everyone and leave. Huh. Sounds familiar. Gee.
Yeah, when I read his t-shirt, I'm thinking, oh, Stone Cold updated.
So question is, because this has been a question we've had about Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman in the last 2 weeks, who's the heel and the babyface. Is Roman a heel?
I guess we'll have to watch on Friday.
Because it's weird, because he was, like, this is the Roman Reigns we want, because he's aggressive and just beating the crap out of everyone.
Yep.
So that's good.
But he wasn't very definitive on which side of the coin he was on.
But whose side is he on? Yeah. So that's a good thing. It leaves you questions. It goes, hey, you have to watch SmackDown to find out.
Yep.
I don't.
Why did he just chair the crap out of Braun Strowman?
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
That chair was bent when he was done.
It was. Yeah. But we never saw it coming. Roman Reigns is back.
So that's what they meant by that tagline.
They delivered. Ooh. They delivered it. They've been telling us all along. It's been the thing.
You know, this entire pay-per-view was very entertaining from top to bottom. I still find it weird that it's over an hour and change before we're used to it being over.
It's not a 4-hour pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's back to a 3-hour pay-per-view.
Welcome to 1999 or whatever.
Welcome back to 2012. Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the pay-per-views past WrestleMania have been significantly shorter. So,
But those were PC hour.
Being that it is SummerSlam, They can afford to go a little bit longer than those PC pay-per-views.
Yes, we went about what 3:10 on this one. That's not bad.
So, yeah, I liked it.
That's a normal one. Good. And with them starting at 7, so 7 to 10, 15, 10:30 is not the worst thing in the world for a pay-per-view.
No, it's just true.
So that kind of helps. So we're back to that era until we ramp back up to 5-hour pay-per-views. Yay. Yay.
Yahoo!
When we have the crowd effect, or maybe they'll learn a lesson where you don't need to overdo it. And you don't have to have, every match has to be 20 minutes long, because the longest match was the Dominic match. Everything else was under 15 minutes. Which is good. Or I think the title match too was about 20, but everything else was under 15. So,
but I mean that's part of what made the pay-per-view more entertaining is that matches didn't overstay their welcome.
Yeah.
Everybody got the time-ish that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
More or less, give or take a couple minutes one way or another.
No.
So overall enjoyable show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. I will rewatch it later on when it comes back on again, just because there's nothing else on TV except Lucifer.
Yes,
but yeah, no. I'm just gonna sit back, relax, and enjoy the replay tonight.
So pick up results, Tim.
Man, this is something else. This is we had a lot of people entered into Pick'em for SummerSlam like we usually do. Starting reverse order again, as usual. Looks like Jenna and baby Ella actually picked one.
Okay, to explain that one.
You want to explain that one?
I'm going to explain that one. So we were making picks last night, and Ella made her debut on the show last night.
Oh, she goo-gooed, did she?
She cried. So when we picked the match, she cried on one. So there was the pick. So that's why she went 1-0.
Yeah, she's 1-0 in 15th place.
Hey, tied in, undefeated.
Undefeated. Tied in 13th place. This is just a shocking, heartbreaking disappointment. And you have to rub it in on Thursday. Lindsay tied the 8-ball at 3-5.
Yeah, Lindsay has not a great weekend in terms of picks. She didn't do takeover well either, so.
Didn't do so good.
No.
major tie in 8th place. Wheel, Rob, the intern, Jobber, and Sheila. Guys, y'all went 5-3. Congratulations. You're two above 500. So all alone in 7th place, Michael. That's our buddy, Michael Peterson. I don't think he's listening live because he's over in, I keep forgetting, is it Sweden or Switzerland?
I forget.
He's over in one of those places.
Something that begins with an S. Somewhere that begins with an S.
Yeah, a European country that begins with an S and has lots of snow. So he lives in Snowland.
Sure.
We, so do we.
Snowland.
10 months out of the year. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, Michael, you went 6-1 and you're in 7th place. Tied in 4th place, Omega, Rock, Subway, 6-2. 3-way tie for 1st place, Casey.
Yay.
Casey, Amy, and me, we all came in 1st place.
Good job, Amy.
Good job, Casey.
Good job, Tim.
Good job, Amy.
Good job, Amy.
Don't ever say good job, Tim.
Good job.
What if he sits when I tell him to, like, Ubu?
No.
Yeah, Ubu didn't sit either. Anyway, that's our show for the night, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in after SummerSlam. There's still enough of the evening left. You can relax and kick on some TV or go outside and get some fresh air before it gets too late if you want. But whatever you do, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, tune in for the Raw Post Show.
We're all in the Thunderdome. We'll talk all about it. 11 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with multi-time, multi-award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
Okay. Let's figure this out. You can check out The Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver 30 review. That's available now. You can check out The Rack Extra Reviews PGA Tour 2K21. That's available now. The plan is there's going to be a special edition of the Rack Extra Reviews SummerSlam edition available on Wednesday. We'll be live Thursday to talk NXT and all the news on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's the working plan as of now. All that could change. That's the plan. Make sure you follow Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date, as plans could change and more shows could be thrown in the mix, because we're just doing shows, all the shows, it's a thing.
And of course, throughout the week, pay attention to twitch.tv to watch Fortnite with friends.
That plays a part into why Thursday we're doing the special SummerSlam show beforehand, because Fortnite season chapter 2 season 4 drops on Thursday for more. It's a lot of content, and it's all Marvel themed too. Use credit code RocketSock at the $4.99 shop when the new season drops. Hashtag ad, hashtag get my partner.
There you go. And Saturday night's midnight, he says, as close as they can get to us, it's another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, and the Unusual. Hey, don't touch those Jello Pudding Pops. TV radio.
Yeah, we did potatoes last night for the Grand and Great Debate.
Which one? What one?
You have to listen to the show and find out. SuperLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com.
There you go. And, of course, next Sunday night, immediately following a pay-per-view, WrestleTalk Radio will be live once again to tell you what we thought about it. Payback's a bitch.
Stick to the Twitters and the Facebooks. We'll post the group's picks because there was no car to pick tonight. That's facebook.com/wildtalkradio network. That's facebook.com/WTR Sunday night. That's twitter.com/wildtalkradio and twitter.com/WTR Sunday night.
There it is. Yeah. Speaking about Twitter, you can follow me on the Twitter machine. Did you know that?
Really? Wow. How many times?
Yeah. Like at least 3 times.
Wow. Now. That's a lot of times.
Yep. You want to talk, sports, not just hockey, but I do other sports.
Let's go Flyers.
Anything goofy off the top of
my head.
But how
about them Flames? How about the Flames? How are they doing?
Wrestling.
Flyers and ass.
How much of an ass Rock is. Follow me at Flames Forums.
The Flyers advanced. Did the Flames move on?
The serious side of it, if you want to get my uncensored thoughts on everything, politics, whatever, follow me at Voicing Sanity. Okay, I'm totally uncensored there. And don't forget to follow my food Twitter at ManKitchenTV.
What? Did the Flames move on?
Okay, so Omega's not here, but you can find Omega all over the internet at, what is it, TJ Omega, except for Facebook, which is Omega Reviews, because, TJ well, Facebook, TJ Reviews on Facebook, because Facebook's a dick, I guess. I don't know.
Someone anyway, got the name before him, that's why.
There it is. And, of course, Casey's on Twitter.
Yeah, I did my flip into the kiddie pool as promised. This week, you can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. That is the word Kyle Driver with a K. I also just recently retweeted a GIF of someone photoshopped out Hulk Hogan from the Hulk Hogan versus Andre, so it looks like Andre is being body slammed by nobody.
Cool.
It's amazing.
I'll tell you.
So, Tim.
Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter.
Tim.
What?
What about the Flames? What happened to them?
And Russ Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter.
We already did that. But you have to tell me about the Flames. So what happened?
They and everybody, expected. I hope that y'all have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night immediately following the pay-per-view. Have yourselves a great night.
But the Flames.
WildTalkRadio.com.